This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home for LSU baseball. And this coming Saturday at 6 o'clock, LSU Fighting Tigers will play the Arkansas Razorbacks in the College World Series. And you can hear those games live right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. At 5:20, talking about LSU baseball, we'll have on with this former Major League Baseball pitcher and does a great job covering the Tigers for us here in Baton Rouge, and that would be Scott Sanders. Bob, one of the things Brandon Staley has been known for is he plays a lot of zone defense, very similar to Vic Fangio. A lot of times, Vic sort of disguises it a little bit. He'll show you man, it looks like it's man, and then it morphs into zone coverage. Is that something you've seen at training camp?
Mike, it's hard to see when, as far as a game plan and scheme, but you know what else? You know what the great zone teams do? And Wade Phillips did this with the Buffalo Bills. You knew they were playing like cover two man. They play cover two zone. But the point being is, you know, if you have top veteran players on defense and you're playing zone concepts, like, okay, like 1,001, 1,002, the quarterback's dropping back. Okay, who's in your zone? Then you clamp down and play man.
Right.
Okay, who is in my zone? You're not just staying in space. Okay, well, come on. Why are you going to do that? How about, okay, who's in your zone? And then you clamp down. And then if you have a pass rush, that's a quarterback's nightmare. So if you're going to do a zone concept, you have to have mature players, and they all in sync. Mike, you know how, like, the ebb and flow when you look at how things are flowing? And it's like a glove. You know, a well-fit glove, how it all works together? And you can't cheat. It's like you're playing zone, but then, okay, who's in my zone? Then it comes to case in point. Now, the worst nightmare for a zone-type team is a quarterback who can extend plays and, like, scramble. Because then you might clamp down and say, well, this guy's in my zone. And then all of a sudden you might leave. If you have a deep third, you know, you could play, like, quarters, four deep. You can play cover two, two deep, or three deep, like cover three, and then you clamp down because the rush should be there, and it should be time for the quarterback to throw. So what if all of a sudden a talented quarterback can, you know, All of a sudden, he has 5 seconds to throw. And then all of a sudden, you leave your zone because you're on a receiver, and then you get burnt. So that's why you got to be disciplined as far as it all works like a glove. Okay, I'm going to trust you as a pass rusher. So when I look at, like, those Bills team that time, and you knew what they were playing, and it's time to throw. We had Bruce Smith, Cornelius Bennett, Biscuit and all. The freaking rush is there. And unless you can ad-lib, like a Michael Vick, a Lamar Jackson, and it's like, oh, we should have sacked him. How did he get away from that? And then, oh, that's when the defense is in trouble. So if the timing's right and it goes according to plan, and whether it's Vic Fangio will tell you this, that when you look at zone defense, if everybody's doing their damn job, it can be dominant. It can be very discouraging as an opposing quarterback. But it's when, if it's ad-lib and it's not what you thought it should be, and then it's like, oh, well, that's a cluster. You know what? Because somebody missed a tackle, with a sack. And he got away. He spun out. Like, I get zone-type coverage. I guarantee Josh Allen probably make defensive coaches crazy. We talk about, like, facing zone concepts. Now, to me, if you're a pocket passer, I'd rather face, if you're accurate with the football and you face a man-to-man, even though the rush is tough and going to be on top of you, okay, I trust in the guy I'm throwing to that he's going to be the coverage. I don't mind getting hit. I'm going to throw the ball in there. It's when all of a sudden they drop in 7 and they're rushing 4 and playing zone, and they're kind of looking at your eyes. You can look them off and all that. And then, Mike, that zone turns into man. And then it's time to throw. Ain't nobody open. And that's very discouraging.
Bob, the crazy thing about what Vic does, and it is complicated defensively if you're in the secondary, they won the Super Bowl last year with 2 rookies, with Quinyon Mitchell starting at corner.
Right.
And Cooper DeJean, who was really the nickelback, but he plays, like, what, 80% of the time?
Yeah.
That, to me, goes to show you, not only do you have 2 talented players, but 2 smart son of a guns there.
Well, Mike, that was probably helping the Eagles win the Super Bowl, one of the greatest things that other NFL teams envy, is that, what? They had these 2 young cats, these rookies playing at a high level, and you could trust them to win a Super Bowl, and you can't never necessarily exploit them and attack them. No, Mike, that doesn't happen too often. Because if you're young, like a rookie, and I still consider him a rookie, who would you rather throw at if you're going against the Saints? Now, I'd rather throw against Kool-Aid than Alante Taylor.
So would I.
Not that Alante Taylor has, like, Lattimore, Paulson, or Debo skins on the wall, but you could see his confidence. And he's getting better. But right now, I want to see what the hell Kool-Aid's going to do. And then if you go beyond Kool-Aid, who's that? Who are we going? Isaac Yiadom?
Quincy Riley?
Quincy Riley from Louisville? Mike, no. So all I know is to help them out, hopefully we have a pass rush.
Yeah, because that pass rush makes your secondary look a lot better.
Right, without a doubt.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL, talking LSU baseball. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Scott Sanders will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher. He covers the LSU Tigers first, does a great job working for Jenny King out in Baton Rouge, Scott Sanders. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Scott, this is why you run all those laps and, you know, field all those ground balls and all that time in the batter's box, in some of the cold days and some of the warm days and hot days, is to play in Omaha in June. And what a great feeling for LSU to head back to Omaha.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, let me tell you, all these teams, obviously, you know, some of them, you know, at the beginning of the year, we're like, man, we went in like Murray State. They probably like our goes into Omaha, but realistically, they're usually like, we really don't have a shot. But let's just say it. But hey, eight teams are there. Every one of them's put in the time, put in the effort. Obviously, long nights, early mornings, a lot of weight room time, believe it or not, and a lot of 4-1s. Just so many things. But what a blessing for these guys to all get a shot to go out there and soak it all in.
So, what is your take on? Because you look this day and age, transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, and all, that to get to Omaha, I'd say is kind of a, I don't know, flash in the pan, flame out, SEC and the ACC. Considering the opportunities that you had there, look, only a couple of teams out of record 13 tournament teams. You look at the Southeastern Conference. So I don't know. What's your take on that? Is it that the parity that you have in baseball more than football and basketball? Because I even told people this about this March Madness. I mean, I would just go chalk, and all of a sudden it's like you almost can't be wrong. Because if you have a player who has success, then they'll end up getting paid and they move up. And then you look at the football opportunities. What's your take on baseball that you don't see, okay, who's dominant? You might say the perception and the rankings they're dominant, but who's actually in Omaha? Now, everyone expected a great opportunity for LSU and Arkansas, but when you even look at the ACC, look at the opportunities they had in the Super Regional, well, who's there? Louisville? So there's... I thought that's interesting when you look at sports that we watch, considering this day and age what's occurred.
Yeah, you know, obviously football is football and basketball is basketball. And sometimes, you know, probably 90% of the time the better team wins. But, you know, I'll probably blow your mind right here because a lot of people watch a ton of baseball. But I always say, you know, baseball, any given day, a team that's ranked 150th in the country can beat the number one team in the nation. And the reason why is baseball is the only sport where the defense has the ball. Think about it, right? Besides softball. Okay, softball, baseball, yeah. Only sport, the defense has the ball. So at the end of the day, a lot of it all comes down to that dude on the mound. If that dude on the mound has everything he needs to do, he has his stuff, he gets lucky, the guys playing behind him make plays for him, upsets can happen. You know, baseball is where you're going to find the most upsets. You know, perfect example, like we said, Murray State.
Yes.
It's a game that it doesn't matter your payroll. It doesn't matter your NIL. It doesn't matter if you got an All-American on the mound or if you got a six-year guy that transferred in from Tuscaloosa State, Alabama, right. or a little bitty podunk town. You know what I mean? It's about the dude on that mound. And sometimes that guy can get up there, can control the game, and his team can scratch out a couple runs. David could beat Goliath.
Well, the perfect example, when you think about it, is like, this can't happen. This thing is the worst nightmare. Arkansas Little Rock. I think LSU fans were like kind of squirming in their seat. What occurred there, and considering what they did, and when you get hot at the right time and all that, I think when I played in the Arkansas Razorback, no, it was the Arkansas Little Rock Trojans, and think how scary that was.
100%. I can promise you, there was a lot of Tiger fans in that stadium, nervous, chewing on some fingernails. Because I'll be honest, I was one of them. I was like, oh my gosh, this team is about to find a way to maybe, you know, figure out how to do it. At the end of the day, you know, LSU ended up overpowering them, obviously, and they just kind of ran out of pitch. You know, they threw a guy out there, was probably tired and did his best, but that's the reason why I love baseball so much, because it doesn't matter who you are or how big you are or how hard you throw, because we've seen guys throwing 100 and can't get anybody out, and we've seen guys throwing 85, get everybody out. So
And now, Mr. Sanders, I trust your opinion. I mean, how important is this first game? You look you could speculate how the College World Series is going to unfold, but how important it is, because I don't know, I think LSU, if they could beat Arkansas, that great chance to be national champions. I don't know about coming from the loser's bracket, but I think this is almost like a championship game, and it's the first game, LSU and Arkansas. I know it's double elimination and all that, but how important it is, I think it's more important for LSU to win than Arkansas.
Well, the reason why it's most important is because you lose game one, your back's against the wall for the next 4, 5, 6 days. And then if you get lucky enough to get out of that, then you got to face somebody who's really good in a 3-game series. So you want to try to stay in that winner's bracket as long as possible. Because at the end of the day, LSU's pitching staff, even though it's been up and down, it's deep enough to lose game one and still get out, you know, of the double elimination. But if they do, then they're going to really they're going to really have a trouble in the winner of the best 2 out of 3.
Right.
Because very rarely do you find somebody lose the first game and end up being the national champions. I don't know the stats, to be honest, but I don't think it's very high.
Scotty, this is right up your wheelhouse. We seeing a glimpse into the future, but yet it's the present with William Smith, Cooper Williams, these freshmen that LSU have, and even, you know, with Chase, I don't know if Chase is going to come out for the draft or not one way or another, but we are looking at the pitching staff for 2026 at LSU. And these young men, for the most part, man, the moment wasn't too big for them. So your assessment of the young pitchers that, you know, Jay Johnson has been able to kind of wield out on the mound for LSU.
Yeah, so you know, these guys, and obviously Cason Evans is another one. I mean, freshman, the future is bright at LSU. They have a lot of big arms, and they have a lot of these guys. The most important thing is they're getting experience as a freshman on the big stage with the big lights, with the pressure on. You know, do they crumble when they get to Omaha? Hopefully not, because I'll be honest, Omaha is going to be a bigger crowd. Obviously, you're doubling and a little bit more than what you get at the box. But as everybody knows, LSU is going to have the purple and gold is going to be filling that stadium up. So it's right. going to feel like a home game in Omaha. So if there's 25,000, 26,000, I can promise you 16 is going to be purple and gold, if not more. And the other thing is, the people who aren't from there, they cheer for LSU in Omaha if their team's not playing, because LSU pretty much put Omaha on the map from being just a tournament to now it's an event. It's no longer just a baseball world. It is literally.
Well, because they spend the money. They spend the money in the Jello shots. We probably want to break that record. And you want to be right. National champs and break the Jello shot record.
You know,
alcohol sales, man. Business is picking up.
That's right. That's right. But you know, they brought the tailgate aspect to Omaha, and obviously it's grown. And if you talk to anybody in Omaha, they'll tell you LSU made that. In 1989, I went to Omaha because I was playing summer league ball in Red Oak, Iowa, which was only 25, 30 minutes. And literally, I walked up the day of the game and bought like two tickets for like $8 and sat like literally 10 rows behind home plate. You know what I mean? Just that doesn't happen anymore. You know what I mean?
Scott, I was locked into the Arkansas-Tennessee Super Regional, and it was really interesting to see Zach Root, who's been good all season long. He's an all-SEC performer. How fiery he was against that Tennessee squad. I think that, you know, Tennessee just being the quote-unquote villains of college baseball really brought out the best in him because he was outstanding. And this is an ace for this Arkansas pitching staff that we're expecting to see on Saturday night. I want to get your evaluation of him because the changeup's been there all year long for him. But at the same time, he's also had an uptick in his velocity on that fastball in recent weeks as well. So he's a tough customer from the left side of the mound.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's going to be a competitor. He's going to go out there, and I mean, they're going to want to get 6 to 7 innings out of him. If LSU wants to beat him, they need to get him out inning 4, inning 5, maybe let him start inning 6, but they have to get him out and get to that bullpen. You know, obviously, the drilling that you get between regionals and super regionals, you're going to see a little tick up sometime in guys' fastballs. You're not going to see a guy throw 100, start throwing 103, but a guy like him, he's going to tick up a couple just from their drilling, and obviously, everybody knows that Tony Vitello is not going to be coming to too many people's weddings. So I'm sure that just them, you know, being at home and facing Tennessee, he had a little vengeance. He probably wanted to pay back, you know.
Scott, one of the things is we've seen it over the last few weeks, man, Stephen Milam, who, you know, man, Monster Milam, and the way he hits the ball, he hit a shot. I would have bet you everything I had that ball wasn't going to be a home run. And it was like a line drive. It goes over. He has really been a spark plug for this LSU offense. And he's a great defensive player, but he's really been the last couple of weeks the spark plug for them offensively.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's a gamer. You know, he's made 4 errors at shortstop all season, which is absolutely incredible. At any level, especially in the SEC and the high, you know, the type of the quality opponents that LSU's played this year. But he just finds a way to get those pesky hits. He's that gnat in the lineup. He's the guy that I always hated to face because I almost would just rather throw one right down the middle and him just hit pitch one somewhere. If he hits it at somebody, he's out. If he gets on base, he gets on base. But he's the guy that's going to work the count, 5, 6, 7, 8 pitches. And then even when you get him out after 7, 8 pitches, you still feel defeated because it's like you have to put so much energy just to get him out. And on top, he's a switch hitter. So he's always seeing breaking balls coming into him instead of going away from him. So that definitely helps as well.
Now, Scott, everyone wants to be like, I don't know, a fan. They'll give Coach Johnson advice, what needs to be done. So what do you think, like, at third base? Look at Braswell. He transfers from South Carolina. A big part of the team last year is shortstop. He goes to third base. Now he's been struggling at the plate as of late. But, hey, LSU, come on. They have so much depth. And does it matter who starts at third base, depending if it's a right or left-handed pitcher? Well, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jay's going to play that matchup. Obviously, as a lefty, you know, Root's going to be on the mound, you know, the first game Saturday, 6 o'clock. Braswell will be at third base. I think if there's a righty in the line, you know, starting, you know, they'll go to Reeves. So I think he's going to keep, you know, Jay loves he loves playing matchups. He's the matchup king. And defensively, I think they're probably what and what. But I kind of do like Braswell out there only because he's playing the SEC for 4 years. You know, that is something that you just can't take, that experience you can't take away. But hey, who knows? Reeves might be the guy. He's had some bad luck, man. He's hit some balls well on the screws. They catch him. I think he had 3 or 4 to the warning track. But hopefully, you know, they're gonna need a little production at third base to you know, because that they're gonna, whoever it is gonna be in the eight spot probably, and you know, if they can get some production out of that, LSU will be, they'll be in a good spot.
Scott, one thing about Jay is he's never going to tell us who's starting. I mean, he hasn't done it throughout the entire postseason. The whole thing with Ianson starting game one of the regional came out the day of, like an hour before the start time. Same thing with Kate Anderson throwing game one of the super regional against West Virginia. And when you have those two aces, it kind of makes it a little bit more, I guess, a question mark for the opponent. But who do you think is going to be throwing this opener in Omaha? Kate Anderson would be on full rest if he throws on Saturday. You know, we saw that matchup between Anderson and Ruth, the two great southpaws, back in early May when these two teams matched up in that opener. But do you think it's going to be Kate, or do you think he's going to kind of switch it up and go with Anthony Ianson for the opener?
100% it'll be Kate Anderson. He is your guy. And I know Ianson's had some good past, whatever, 6-8 weeks, but a guy like Jay, he's going to ride his horse. His horse is Kate Anderson, even though he gave up a few runs last time out. But I can promise you, when that 6 o'clock, it will be Kate Anderson on that mound, and he will be ready. You know, and I'm looking forward to him on that big stage, and hopefully he can keep doing what he's doing.
Scotty, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights. Appreciate your time. Yep. I don't know if we get to see you next Wednesday. It's the Bayou Region Hall of Fame, but hopefully if you're not there, we'll see you real soon.
Yeah, definitely. One more thing before I go, for all the listeners out there. The last time that all 8 teams in Omaha were not there, any of them were the year prior, was 1957. So this is the first time 1957, that all 8 teams, none of them were in the College World Series last year. That
is a really, really interesting stat.
Well, that's telling me everybody has a chance. You say I have a chance. That's parody. You have a chance. So that is an awesome stat.
Yeah. Thank you, so Scott.
They can put all the NIL money in their pocket.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep, thank you.
All righty. Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher, a member, just like Bobby Jay, of the Bayou Region Hall of Fame, which will be this coming Wednesday. And a couple people we know there. Coach O enters the Hall of Fame along with Michael Parrington, who is the director of
who's a bigwig with the Who Dat Nation.
Yes, indeed. We'll be back with our Bet365 triple option feature right after this break.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, joined by Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, you're going to go first here on Bet365.
Well, guys, former Pelican DeMarcus Cousins has been in the news. He's been out of the NBA for 3 years, but he's still making headlines. Now, Cousins was playing in the Puerto Rican Professional Basketball League, and I say was because he's now been suspended for the remainder of the season for a, quote, disqualifying foul, a technical foul, and acts that incite violence or provocation.
Boogie Cousins.
Well, what did Boogie do? Of course, there is a video footage of a confrontation with a fan that's gone viral. You can see Boogie grab his groin area, and then he rubs his hands in the fan's face. On his way off the court into the locker room, Cousins provoked the crowd as well, leading to somebody dumping a drink on his head. Then when all hell broke loose, Cousins tried his absolute hardest to break free from people that are holding him back. He's been fined $4,250 for the fiasco. And if he can't show cause as to why he shouldn't be fined even more, it could jump to a mighty $10,000. So, well, Boogie Cousins making headlines for the wrong reasons.
Well, remember Boogie Cousins?
Was a magical one-year run with the Pels.
No, he can shoot from the outside. He's a giant. But didn't he blow out his Achilles?
Blew out his Achilles in January or early February. And the Pelicans want to run that.
Yep.
And then it was all over after that for Boogie.
Yeah, that damn Achilles. You look at the history of sports, so you could go like, who's the most famous Achilles injuries? I would say old school Dan Marino.
Marino.
Football Aaron Rodgers and Boogie Cousins. There's probably others, when you think about your Achilles.
Right.
And, Steve, that'd be a good thing to put out there. Okay, what are the most famous or infamous, whatever I even want to describe it, when you talk about Achilles?
Kobe, Kevin Durant, David Beckham first popped up.
Yes.
So there is a market for Achilles tears.
Didn't Kobe blow his Achilles out?
Yeah, that's what Steve was saying. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So
you mentioned Dan Marino, Terrell Suggs, Neil Webb, soccer. I don't know that name.
Yeah, we don't know enough about soccer. we don't know.
Bobby J, you next.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs, I'm kind of intrigued. I don't know. The best team is Oklahoma. But in that first game, I was very entertained. Indiana pulling off that upset. But I like road warriors. Can you be a road warrior and win on the road? Everyone has a history, no matter it's the NFL, whether you win in on the road in the Major League Baseball or the NFL or NBA, whatever. But looking at winning on the road in the NBA, road teams are still winning at about 44% clip in these playoffs. Man, that's almost like 50-50. I'm going to tell you that's unusual. I'm going to tell you why. So road teams are still winning at about 44% clip in these playoffs, which is on pace to be the best record in 30 years. So there's a lot of history. So what we have been as far as – so that's telling me Oklahoma City's going in Indiana. But you look at these playoffs, it's not happened in 30 years. Road teams this postseason are 35-44 in this postseason. Now, teams won road games at 45% of the time in 1995. Now, you can't count, COVID. Remember that 2020? How do we even count?
The bubble.
The Lakers won a championship. People don't want to even give Anthony Davis credit for that, right? The damn bubble. Nobody cares about the bubble at Disneyland, Disney World, whatever. But the bubble where everybody was one spot at Lake Bonavista in Florida. And the road winning percentage was 518 then. It was 43-40. But who's the road team? No matter who's home and road, you're playing at the same facility. Or you're in Florida. So that's why I don't count that. So, but you look at this year, what's occurred. Oklahoma City is 4-3 on the road of these playoffs. Indiana is 7-3. Well, I think Oklahoma City might make it 5-3 tonight.
They're 5.5-point favorites this evening's game.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it. Now, this caught my attention. This is old school basketball when I was in first grade. The best league-wide road record for playoff season was in 1966. 14-13 at 5-19 winning percentage. So you got to go back to what's occurring right now, basically. And it didn't matter if you had home court advantage or not. 1966, the road team won 14 and lost 13. And there, that caught my attention considering how well this postseason, how both Indiana and Oklahoma has played on the road.
Guys, just a couple of days ago, I thought, you know, in the NFL, you looking at adding players to help you. But the Cincinnati Bengals, they kind of got this in reverse. They released Jermaine Pratt, their starting linebacker. All Jermaine Pratt did was start all 17 games last year for him. He had a career-high 143 tackles, 143. Two interceptions, two forced fumbles, and two fumble recoveries. He asked for more, though. You know how it is with Mike Brown. Man, he throw money around like he would throw a manhole cover. He signed today a one-year deal with Pete Carroll and the Las Vegas Raiders for $4.78 million. My thing is, okay, why Mike, would you get rid of Pratt?
Mike, watch that cat. He's going to do awesome with the Raiders this year. I'm telling you right now. The Bengals are dysfunctional. They think it's 1980s. What? Come on.
And you can't just play tsunami football where you can try to outscore everybody you play. You got to play some defense. And now with Trey Hendrickson still holding out, you cut loose Jermaine Pratt, and you didn't get anything for him. You just cut him outright, and he signed 2 days later with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, Pete Carroll says thank you. And you know what I like about Joe Burrow? He got struck with the Bengals and the Brown family could do to Joe Burrow. He said, no, it's a distraction. Steve, you could say, Steve, you said it best. Well, what did you tell me about with Joe Burrow taking up for Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah, he's all about, you know, Trey getting paid and said, like you just mentioned right there, that it's been a distraction for the team right now and wants the deal to get done.
I agree.
Trey Hendrickson, what, the last two seasons, led the NFL in sacks, 17 and a half? Come on, Bengals.
So what more do you have to prove? What more do you have to prove to him?
The Bengals are cheap. They've been like that in the history of their franchise. Going back to a legendary household NFL historian, Paul Brown. It's like the Jim Finks mentality. Just play here. I know what's best for you, and I'm going to pay you what I want.
And it's almost on you. No, a wheel back, Jim Finks, Hugh Culverhouse, Art Modell, yes, all of those guys.
That's the old school fraternity.
Yeah.
Just be glad you're in the NFL or you got to get a real job or something like that.
That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, Steve Geller. Steve, tell everybody what's happening on Sports Talk after 6 o'clock.
We're going to get more of the Cajun Cannon's notes from minicamp and also 625. Talk to Will Guillory, NBA writer for The Athletic. Dive into game three of the finals between Pacers and Thunder. Also get a little Pels talk as well.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home of the LSU Baseball Tigers, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.